This is Apollo Control, Houston, at 124 hours, 47 minutes. And we're in the midst of a shift handover here in Mission Control. The Maroon team of flight controllers, headed by Flight Director Milton Windler, will be going off shift in about 20 minutes. And at the present time, all three astronauts are asleep. We said goodnight to Stu Roosa aboard the command module at about 120 hours, 45 minutes. And at 122 hours, 20 minutes, Al Shepard and Ed Mitchell aboard Antares on the lunar surface reported that they were going to begin their rest period. Shepard reported prior to turning off the communication circuits that the crew was in excellent condition, and he requested at least a 30-minute extension to the EVA tomorrow. He asked that he be awakened at 129 hours. The normal wake-up time for the crew would be 130 hours, 25 minutes. The extra hour and 25 minutes to allow for preparation for the EVA and an early start on the extravehicular activity. During the EVA debriefing, prior to the sleep period, we advised Shepard and Mitchell that the ALSEP signal strengths appeared lower than expected. The crew reported they did not believe the central station antenna had been moved, and we do not have an explanation at the present time for the low signal strength. In Mission Control, the primary activity for the past couple of hours has been to monitor the status of all of the spacecraft systems, both on Antares and Kitty Hawk, while the command module is in acquisition. And we have about 20 minutes of acquisition time remaining before Kitty Hawk goes around the corner on the 22nd revolution of the moon. We're showing 4 hours, 10 minutes until the crew is scheduled to be awakened to begin preparations for the second extravehicular activity. At this time in the MSC News Center main auditorium, Dr. David W. Strangway, chief of the geophysics branch at the Manned Spacecraft Center, will meet with newsmen to answer questions on scientific results of the first EVA today. At 124 hours, 50 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.